No artificial intelligence was involved in the creation of this episode of The Ron Van Dam Show. As a matter of fact, very little intelligence of any kind is typically involved in the creation of The Ron Van Dam Show. You're listening to Ron Van Dam on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Back up.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
You're a little bit too close. Could you back up away from the speaker a little bit more, please? I do have a zone of comfort. Thank you. No, a little bit further. There you go. We must both respect each other's personal space. Just because I'm coming through a speaker doesn't mean you can get that close to me, okay? Now that we understand each other, I can continue. Okay. Well, thanks for inviting me and my allergies into your home. It's a pleasure. You're so kind. You're hospitable. You're a hospital is what you are. Oh my God. Thanks for being here. All right. That's enough theme music. I get it. You got a theme. You play it every day. I get it. Come on. Stop drilling it into my head. Let's not play games, shall we not? How are you today? Ooh, I don't know what day of the week it is either. I'm not sure which it is. Now, there's no artificial intelligence. He's right. I don't like AI. Sounds like a vegetable. Eat your AI. I don't want them. They're not tasty. Artificial intelligence. I mean, John Shanahan, our announcer, is right. There isn't any. How can you artificially create intelligence that we don't have originally to have enough intelligence to even create intelligence? How do you do that? And I'm wondering how much of America really has intelligence or would know what to do with it if they did have it. So it doesn't make any sense. What about TikTok? How do you feel about TikTok? I'm not on it. I don't know what it is. Is it a drug? Is that something they sell at those marijuana stores that are all over the place? Do you remember when they, oh my God, my mind is all over the place today. Remember when they started opening, they legalized pot, marijuana, and they legalized it, and all of a sudden, like one store popped up, coming soon, the Greenleaf store, or something like that. Now there's like more marijuana stores than there are CVSs, and that's a lot of stores. So now there's so many of them, and there aren't that many people really getting marijuana every day. It's just like they've kind of like overdone themselves. now it's not a novel thing anymore. You can get it everywhere. I mean, it's really stupid. I go to my supermarket, I pick up a pound of ground beef, a gallon of milk, and a quarter ounce of, you know, it doesn't make any sense. Here's one more thing that doesn't make any sense before I talk about the thing I was going to talk about today. And I noticed this yesterday. I love cheese. It's not good for you, really, because there's a fat content involved here. But the fat is a different kind of fat. I'm not a horticulturist or a dietitian or a mononutologist or a phlebotomist. I'm not any of those things. But I do know there's fat in cheese, and there are some good cheeses for you, and I know Jesus is coming. There's a lady outside the supermarket I go to that keeps telling me that every time I walk into the supermarket. She's standing there with a house coat on. In 10-degree weather, and she's yelling at everybody who walks into the supermarket, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming soon, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming soon. And you're giving out information that hasn't really happened, and you've been in front of the supermarket doing this for a whole year now. Maybe his bus is late, I don't know, but it's not happening, lady. You can say it all you want. Because originally she said Jesus is coming, then she said Jesus is coming soon, and then she realized, okay, it's not that soon, so maybe he's just coming. I have no idea, and I'm not getting into the religious aspects of this. All I'm saying is I do like cheese, and I did notice recently, all of a sudden, that the Chinese food, the Chinese food organization of America, there's no cheese in Chinese food whatsoever. I like Chinese food. That's also a very fatty product, a lot of calories involved. But on the other hand, there's no cheese. There's not a speck of cheese in their entire outfit. They've got everything else, but they don't have cheese. I believe cheese comes from the cow product. I know they have cows because there's a lot of beef, but there's no cheese, and I can't figure that out. There's a lot of chicken. They use every part of the chicken. They have chicken fingers. Seriously. Yeah, chicken fingers. But they don't have cheese. And I don't understand it. Maybe nobody introduced anybody the culture to cheese. Maybe no one said, "Oh my God, do we introduce cheese to the Chinese culture?" I forgot that, because they don't use cheese at all. Try going into a Chinese restaurant and ordering the lo mein, because that's noodles, and ask for some grated cheese, and they'll say, "Get the hell out of my restaurant." You don't do that. You just don't do that. So now the mystery to me is, and I will research this until the day I die, why is there no cheese in Chinese food? There's cheese in everything else, but not Chinese food. I guess I could put it into the food by myself when I'm at home, but not the same. It's just not the same. Anyway, if that bothers you, then you're one of my clients for this program. Now, the reason that I'm here today, obviously it's becoming apparent there is none. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. St. Patrick's Day is coming soon. St. Patrick's Day is coming soon. It is. And the tagline to St. Patrick's Day is, "Everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day." That's not according to Ancestry.com, that claims that I'm not Irish. But yet, this tagline continues through our history. And I think the idea is that everybody celebrates St. Patrick's Day. That's not true either, necessarily. But the Irish people are being very, the Irish people, that sounded awful, didn't it? They're being very, they're inviting you to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. They're inviting you to eat their food. I don't know if cheese is involved or not. I think there's cheese maybe there isn't. I think there is. There probably is. I don't know. They're inviting everybody to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish in the sense that every once in a while I'll have a beer. That's not my drink of choice. But sometimes when I feel Irishy, I will have a beer, and then look how Irish I am. It's just, it's kind of crazy. I don't know. But it's a great holiday. Yeah, how many holidays represent alcohol? There's a lot of them. Have you noticed that? I'm not arguing the point. I get it. But let's just stop for a second and think. Why are so many holidays and countries connected to alcoholism? Apparently, this is a global problem. Let's take a look, shall we? Well, there's the Irish, St. Patrick's Day, have a beer. That's right. Guinness factory there, love that beer, only beer I will drink. Whiskey, Irish whiskey, see what I'm talking about? They actually throw their cultural name and country onto the alcohol. Then we go to Russia. Shall we go to Russia? Not popular these days, but yeah, they're a little pushy. I say Russia's a little pushy. Vodka. which is my drink of choice, although I'm not Russian. Ancestry.com says I'm not, and therefore I shall not be. But I love the vodka, and we associate vodka with Russia. Yeah, they even say it in every sentence. Then we go to Italy and France. Wine, you kidding me? Wine. It's the country for that. Italy? Come on, baby. If you're not talking wine in Italy, you're not talking. Just about every country has it going. Ouzo? Greek, right? Am I right? I'm not sure. You know what I'm talking about. Every country's got its stuff. Sake. That's where they take rice wine and they actually heat it up. Whoa, these people actually heat up their alcohol? Yeah, it's a thing. On a cold day, it's not a bad idea. It's kind of tasty. I cook with sake. I do. It's pretty cool. So you got the countries that are famous for their particular alcohol or their alcohol consumption. And then we've got the holidays. Oh, my God. Do I have to go through these? St. Patrick's Day? We're not talking alcohol. We're not talking St. Patrick's Day. All right, a little corned beef and cabbage thrown in there, but that's just a side dish to the alcohol. New Year's Eve. What's the major thing that you do on New Year's Eve at midnight? You drink champagne. Wow. That is a little bold in its alcoholic connection. All right, let's move down the line, shall we? Shall we go to July 4th? Phew. Drinks. Labor Day, Memorial Day, drinks. That's because it's barbecue time. You can't barbecue food without alcohol. We all know that, right? Christmas. Want to share a little eggnog? See? Eggnog. Spiked. Sure. Christmas. Come on. Who's getting who? Thanksgiving, not so much. I don't know how we didn't come up with a Thanksgiving alcohol. I'm sure there is one for some of you, but not prominent in that holiday. There the food really takes over. Whoa, the food on Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday? Raise your hand if Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday. No, I mean, minus the people that come over to eat it. I'm just talking about the holiday itself with the food. You don't go to church on Thanksgiving. I mean, some of you do, but most people don't. It's not a religious holiday, really. It's a food holiday. It's when we're supposed to sit down with various cultures and share. Well, and not share, not share the performer. Share, S-H-A-R-E. Yeah, I know. It's a little confusing. There's a Broadway show now, and it's traveling the country, and it's called Share. And Cher's not in it, but it's called Cher. A little wrong in their marketing, perhaps. It shouldn't be called Cher. It should be called Almost Cher or something like that, or something like Cher. Yeah, but it celebrates her career. Okay, fine. I mean, you can do that in a short memoir. I don't know. We have to do a whole show about that. I guess her music is iconic. All I remember is when she sat on a large gun on a battleship and spread her legs over the gun and sang a song. Basically, it was probably a good song. I don't know what the hell's going on with her. A lot of sex in our female performers, as there are in our male performers to some extent, but not as much as the female performers. For some reason, if you're a female singer and you're popular, you have to shake that thing. You have to shake that thing. You have to wear a skimpy costume. Shake that thing. Male performers, stick them on stage, give them a microphone, and Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Kind of. Elvis was really the last performer that really shook his thing, but he wasn't wearing skimpy clothes. Quite the opposite. He's funny. A lot of people don't know who Elvis is. He was a guy. Started skinny, ended up fat, and that was his legacy pretty much. Anyway, so St. Patrick's Day, let's talk about that just a little bit. Because I don't know much about it because I'm not Irish. You're supposed to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. That would be interesting. But here's what I don't like about St. Patrick's Day. And it's one of the few things I don't like. Well, one is that kids get drunk and then they ride the subways and beat people up. And I don't think that's fun. And I don't think you should vandalize just because you had a couple of drinks. It shows that you're not responsible and you can't handle your alcohol. If you can't handle your alcohol, then don't drink it. And if you're drinking it and you can't handle your... People who get drunk to me are like, you're showing me the worst of you. You think it's the best of you because you're having such a great time being drunk. But like from the other side looking at you, you're like just out of control stupid. I mean, don't put on display what you can't handle. And that's what drunk is. And someone should tap you on the shoulder and say, you know what? Drunk is not good for you. Don't do it. Don't do it. You can't control yourself, and it's kind of not pretty. Get out of my face. Anyway, I'm supposed to wear green, and I don't like it when someone tells me that's what you're supposed to do. I will not do it. That's just me, not everybody. It's just me. And I don't like that all the food has to turn green. We have to use green dye now all of a sudden. In order, it's just got to be green. Your clothes have to be green. Your food has to be green. Your beer has to be green. Your face has to be green. It's too much green. When beer is green, it's like, shut up. You know, this. We've gone a little too far, haven't we? You've taken a concept and you've gone way too far with it. Anyway. So, what do you do on St. Patrick's Day? Do you have people over? Do you have a St. Patrick's Day party? Many people do. And in order to satisfy your information needs, one of my favorite interviews to do on this program is with a chef. I'm a chef in a sense. I love to create different dishes and such. It's what I do as a hobby. I'm greatly delighted when I'm standing in my kitchen and I'm creating food dishes. I just love that. It's just something I like doing, man. It's another form of creativity. It's just another form. I love it. It's a canvas. Anyway, so today I have a chef from the Food Network, and he will be telling us about some dishes and how we can make St. Patrick's Day an interesting holiday. And again, Ancestry.com, no matter how much I pay them, will not tell me that there's any Irish in me whatsoever. So that's about it. What will I do on St. Patrick's Day? I might have a beer. I might have some Irish whiskey. Which to do? What a dilemma. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break.
Hello, this is Father Mike Slannery of the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church here in town, and I wanted to publicly apologize for the church's recent presentation of the one-man musical review, Jesus, Live and Off the Cross. Our rectory assistant, Marjorie Griffin, who is usually very sharp about these kinds of things, and who was responsible for events like our recent excellent visitation and speech by the Pope's brother's friend's dentist niece, admits that she did not do nearly enough research on the show, and like me, was expecting a program more along the respectful lines of Godspell or Jesus Christ Superstar. If you were in the audience that evening, you know that this was not the case. We did not know, for example, how racy the song There's Something About Mary would be, and were just as shocked as many of you at the way it provided unnecessary and probably historically inaccurate details about our Lord and Saviour's relationship with Mary Magdalene, I double-checked, and as I suspected, the words "hitting it from the back" never appear in the Bible. Had I thought to look at the song list before the show, I might have suggested the actor take out the rap number called "Loaves and Fishes, Bitches," and the crucifixion number titled "Let Me Get My Hands on You, Pontius Pilate." Well, the less said about that, the better. We are still cleaning the stage. Full refunds for anyone who wants one are available at the rectory office of the Our Lady of the Sacred Spatula Church, 27 Eucharist Way, which is open weekdays from 9 to 4, but not between 1 and 1:30 when Marjorie takes lunch. And please remember the teachings of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and forgive us.
Hey, Food Network star and chef and cookbook author Aaron McCargo joins us now, Aaron McCargo Jr., and we're talking about food, my favorite subject, so let's get started. How you doing today?
Now you got me hungry and thirsty. I guess I'm doing okay, right?
I guess you are. I guess so. Right. Well, it's another one of those holidays coming up where food is involved, and that's St. Patrick's Day. It's just around the corner. And a lot of us kind of want to make it special. How do we do that?
You know what? I always start with the simplest three things. You know, I try to limit the decorations and let anyone that likes to decorate do that. But I believe in the order of making out your list, mm-hmm. prepping, and shopping. And I try to keep that as my rule. But especially when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, because there's a lot more drinking than there is eating for some time.
Yes, sir.
And this is one of those years that I think it's going to be a heavy drinking season for me.
Well, yes, because the world is driving me nuts, so it's a good excuse.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so how do we make it special? Because most people just sit down and they do the corned beef and potato stuff and have a beer, but that's not enough, is it?
No, it's not enough. You know, and those things are great if that's where you're at, and I'm not going to judge you, but I can tell you one thing. When I sit down and I plan, I try to deconstruct some of those traditional things and make them really pop. So I'll go ahead and get me a cut of brisket, or I'll get me some pastrami, and I'll create a nice whiskey-style barbecue sauce,
yeah.
or I'll take my Guinness stew and break that down and put it into an egg roll so it's a little bit more easier to eat, because I'm one that likes to double fist a beer or something in one hand and something to eat in the other. What do you think about that?
What a great idea that is. My God. Wow. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here, Aaron. Okay.
Yeah,
That sounds like a lot of preparation.
It's not a lot of preparation because I like to cheat. You know, I always keep me a sous chef by my side, and it happens to be DoorDash this year and every year. So when I'm like thinking these creative ideas, and I'm like, wow, it would be nice to take and create a, you know, a beef stew style egg roll. I need egg roll wrappers. I just put it on my list and my DoorDash list, and then I just keep adding to that list because a lot of times I'm cooking and I don't have time to go get in the car, go to the supermarket, and wait in line. And a lot of folks are doing the same thing. So
right.
I like to use my DoorDash app, have those things already set to just push order and have them bring it to me. And then I can stay focused on creating those nice, delicious treats.
Yeah, so it's not like you're just ordering food and doing takeout and sitting down and eating what they deliver. You're still creating.
Yeah, definitely creative because they're like my sous chef. You know, like they're the ones that's going to just get the work done and I don't have the time to do, which is the shopping. You know, the other things I like to do, like we got this beer battery I have in front of me right now. I like to go ahead and get me some of that Guinness, make me a nice different type of batter, and I can focus on making crispy beer batter fresh. I can fish. I can do me some nice wedges or do some loaded corned beef style loaded skins and things of that nature so that it's not just a traditional Irish meal, but it's an untraditional traditional Irish meal using a lot of the Irish traditional drinks, whether it be the Baileys or whether it be Jameson.
Yeah.
I like to bring those things into the party and bring the booze.
That sounds like fun. I mean, you can take a cultural day like that for the Irish and you can add your culture to it a little bit too and make it something different. And that's when the guests are actually, their mouths are open and they can't even chew the food because they're so much in awe.
Right. And that's what you want when you're preparing a especially St. Patrick's Day. You know, we got those heavy foods. So if you can lighten those traditional foods and put a spin on it and then have good cocktails to go along with it and then have DoorDash deliver it to you, you can't beat that. You know, it just takes so much stress out of the holiday and allow you to enjoy the time with your family and friends.
So no more excuses. I don't have time to go shopping and go through all of that. That's not an excuse anymore.
No more excuses that you don't have time. Because that was my problem. I didn't know that DoorDash offers such a relief when it came to me having to go get those small items. And as a chef, we're always missing that small, little, unique item that we need to complete the dish. So now that I know that I can DoorDash, and it's so easy. I don't know if you DoorDash, but I'm telling you, I DoorDash 5-6 times a week, and especially around the holiday times, because it's so easy. It's like I go to the app, I put my groceries in, and then if I forget something, I can double-dash. That means I can add on something for no additional delivery fee. And then I'm like, I'm good, you know?
Wow. So I guess you're planning something. What happens with you? What happens with an Aaron?
With an Aaron, we got everything untraditional, traditional. So like I mentioned before, I'll take that beer battered fish that I use my Guinness for, and I'll make me a taco out of that. I'll go ahead and get some of that Irish whiskey and make my barbecue sauce. And speaking of the Guinness and speaking of the alcohol, I like to use the promo codes because now I get a hookup. I put in the ALC 25 off. And I get 25% off. That's like $35, or I can get up to $15 off cash. And it's only a selected liquor store and selected states. But if I'm 21 and over and I can drink responsibly, I can order alcohol and have it come along with the corned beef and the potatoes and everything else I need to make my St. Patty's Day spread.
Wow. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you have another chair at the table there, or you filled?
I'm always another chair for you. Absolutely, right. You get the king's chair.
I'm like the Holy Ghost. Okay.
Hey, right. Come with your spandex, because I'm gonna tell you what: we're gonna eat big, and we're gonna have fun having cocktails.
Wow. Okay. Where do we go for more information?
Hey, go to DoorDash.com or definitely download the app. It's so easy. And I always say when you download the app, it has this little offer tab on the homepage. And when you hit that offer page, you'll not only see the offer for the ALC 25 off, you also see other different offers for different types of restaurants and eateries because I do take shortcuts. And I will order my favorite Reuben or corned beef special come St. Patty's Day. Like I said before, I really have fun with making the beer battered fish or making that nice Bailey-style French toast for the day after, or even a corned beef hash for the day after as well.
All right. You didn't offer this, but I'm going to ask, how can I follow Chef Aaron McCargo Jr.?
You can go to Chef McCargo on Instagram, Facebook, and you can definitely go to ChefAaronMcCargo.com and find out what I'm doing, what I have. And believe me, you'll see me at DoorDash anywhere you look at me because that's what I'll be doing, preparing my meal. I forgot to tell you, alcohol deals only from the 14th to the 17th and for first alcohol purchases. Use the DoorDash app.
Gotcha.
This will be your first time offer, and I think it's a great offer to take advantage of.
Great, great introduction. Hey, keep on creating, Chef, it's always great talking to you.
Thank you. I'll see you at the table, all right?
Yeah, I'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you. Care. Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Ththank you to my guests. Thank you to you. Join me tomorrow with a brand new program, but until that time arrives, I wish you peace.